For most of us, tasks like writing reports, managing money, or dealing with stress and conflict are things that require real work to deal with. Yet there are people who seem to be able to meet these kinds of everyday challenges, or perhaps any kind of challenge, easily and without apparent effort. There's a word that might be used to describe someone who does with ease what most people find difficult, and the word is genius. It's true that genius usually refers to highly talented artists or scientists, but that's a too narrow use of the word. Genius can mean a person who has learned to live life to the full extent of his or her capabilities. And since your capabilities, your powers, are virtually unlimited, once you've learned to use them, your life will be truly extraordinary. The purpose of the Silva Method is not to turn you into a genius, but to reveal the genius that you already are. Now, here's Dr. Bob Stone to continue your training.
As we discussed on Side 1, the Silva Method is a way of voluntarily entering the alpha level of mental activity. That is, a brain frequency of between 7 and 14 beats per second. At the alpha level, you are able to use more of your mind, and your mind controls your brain. The brain itself is similar to a compact but extremely powerful computer. The 3 pounds of matter that make up the brain include about 30 billion neurons. Neurons are like the circuits in a computer. Each neuron is a collection of molecules that acts together to process and store information. The idea is absolutely awesome, isn't it? Inside your head is a computer with the equivalent of 30 billion circuits. But that's actually selling yourself short. Since every atom making up those neurons is contributing to your intelligence, it's not the 30 billion figure, but rather the total number of atoms, some 100 trillion trillion, that represent your total brain power. Now, how large a number is 100 trillion trillion? This'll give you some idea. Imagine yourself sitting in your living room, and that each atom of your brain is a BB gun pellet. With 100 trillion trillion of these pellets at your disposal, would you have enough to fill up your living room? Yes, you most certainly would. Would you have enough to fill up your neighbor's living room? Yes, and with plenty left over. Now suppose that every second you filled up another living room. It would take you 20 million years before you ran out of BBs. Yes, you have a lot of potential brain power. The problem is, most people use only a fraction of it. The goal of the Silva Method is to multiply that fraction up to infinity. The next conditioning cycle we'll do begins just like the previous one. Lara will ask you to close your eyes and will help you reach your alpha level with a 10-to-1 countdown. Then, once you're at alpha, she'll ask you to imagine, to visualize, to mentally project yourself to your own personal ideal place of relaxation. Take a moment to think about that now. Your ideal place of relaxation can be anywhere, but it should be an actual place you visited. Some people like to picture themselves floating on an inflated raft at a pool or a beach. Another person might remember a quiet spot on a farm they visited when they were a child. The important thing is to visualize a setting in which you have felt completely relaxed and at peace. Also, in the conditioning cycle you're about to do, you'll hear a carefully worded affirmation read to you while you're at Alpha, a statement for your benefit to increase your powers of mind. It's like a very beneficial program offered to your mental computer. Accept it, and it becomes programming. The affirmation is, the difference between genius mentality and lay mentality is that geniuses use more of their minds and use them in a special manner. You are now learning to use more of your mind and to use it in a special manner. Now you may ask, what is the purpose of this statement? You might ask, is this supposed to program me to be a genius? The answer is, not only is it supposed to program you to be a genius, but it is programming you to be a genius. Or perhaps I should say, more of a genius. Because a genius is someone who uses more of his or her mind, who uses both the right side and the left side of the brain. That is what you are doing when you go to your alpha level. And then when you hear an affirmation at the alpha level, it enters your mind in a very basic, very powerful way. So these are the things that we will be doing in your second exercise. You'll visualize your ideal place of relaxation, and you'll hear the genius statement while you're at your level. Here's Laura.
Please sit down in a comfortable chair, preferably one with a straight back. I think you'll find that over the course of our conditioning cycles, you'll be most comfortable with your feet flat on the floor. We'll start this exercise with eyes closed. So close your eyes. Eyes closed. Take a deep breath. And as you exhale, enter a deeper level of mind. To help you enter a deeper, healthier level of mind, I'm going to count from 10 to 1. On each descending number, you will feel yourself going deeper, and you will enter a deeper, healthier level of mind. 10, 9, feel going deeper. 8, 7, 6, deeper and deeper. 5, 4, 3, deeper and deeper. 2, 1. Now you are at a deeper, healthier level of mind, deeper than before. You may enter a deeper, healthier level of mind by simply relaxing your eyelids. Relax. Feel how relaxed they are. Allow this feeling of relaxation to flow slowly downward throughout your body, all the way down to your toes. It is a wonderful feeling to be deeply relaxed, a very healthy state of being. To help you enter a deeper, healthier level of mind, I am going to count from 1 to 3 and cause a sound with my fingers. At that moment, you will project yourself mentally to your ideal place of relaxation. I will then stop talking to you. And when you next hear my voice, 1 hour of time will have elapsed at this level of mind. My voice will not startle you. You will take a deep breath, relax, and go deeper. 1, 2, 3. Project yourself mentally to your ideal place of relaxation. Until you hear my voice again. Relax. Relax. Take a deep breath. And as you exhale, relax and go deeper. You will continue to listen to my voice. You will continue to follow the instructions at this level of the mind and any other level, including the outer conscious level. This is for your benefit. You desire it, and it is so. Whenever you hear me mention the word relax, all unnecessary movements of your body, brain, and mind will cease immediately. And you will become completely passive and relaxed physically and mentally. I may bring you out of this level or a deeper level than this by counting to you from 1 to 5. At the count of 5, your eyes will open. You will be wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health. The difference between genius mentality and lay mentality is that geniuses use more of their minds and use them in a special manner. You are now learning to use more of your mind and to use it in a special manner. In the next exercise, we will impress and program beneficial statements for your benefit. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5 and cause a sound with my fingers. At that moment, you will open your eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before. You will have no ill effects whatsoever in your head, no headache, no ill effects whatsoever in your hearing, no buzzing in your ears, no ill effects whatsoever in your vision and eyesight. Vision, eyesight, and hearing improve every time you function at these levels of the mind. 1, 2, coming out slowly now. 3, at the count of 5. You will open your eyes, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before, feeling the way you feel when you have slept the right amount of revitalizing, refreshing, relaxing, healthy sleep. 4, 5, eyes open, wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before.
I was speaking a few moments ago about the fantastic power of the human brain, and I'd like to return to that subject, to a characteristic of the brain that's absolutely central to understanding how it works. You see, in a sense, it's almost two brains, because it's divided into a right hemisphere and a left hemisphere. Each has different functions. The right brain, for example, controls the physical functioning of the left side of the body, and the left brain controls the body's right side. This has been known for many years. We've also known for a long time that if one side of the brain is injured, the other side will support it as a backup system. But beyond discerning the relationship to opposite sides of the body, early research into the hemispheres of the brain ran into a formidable block. Because of the interconnection of the two sides, scientists could not isolate right and left brain functions. The connection of the hemispheres was sometimes severed in mentally ill patients, and in them the distinction between types of brain activity was clearer. But these were not normal subjects, so the research could not be generalized to the population as a whole. Then it was discovered that one hemisphere could be anesthetized while the other remained unaffected. And from this research came a startling discovery. We live in a left brain world. That is, the left brain is interested in the exterior, material environment. The left brain is involved in activity, motion, logical thinking, and the understanding of time and space. The right brain, on the other hand, turned out to have a different perspective. Its interest was more internal than external. It wanted to guide its thinking by feelings and hunches. It was creative, intuitive, instinctive. To an everyday way of thinking, the right brain viewpoint seemed out of step with reality. This explains why the right brain and its functions has been virtually ignored by conventional methods of education, since the purpose of those methods has been to prepare us to survive in the material world. In a similar way, the right brain has never figured prominently in our ways of conducting government, international relations, politics, business, healthcare. All these areas of our lives are considered part of the material world. As a result, these entire categories of human existence have been deprived of right brain intelligence. an intelligence that seems to be somehow anchored behind external creation. Instead of speaking of right and left brain functions, the Silva method uses a different terminology. We speak of objective and subjective functioning. The reason for this is simple. Jose Silva had been aware of the distinction between the two kinds of brain activity since his childhood, when he first felt the power of his intuitive right brain intelligence. And because he never had the opportunity to attend school, his right brain development was never suppressed by the demands of a conventional education. The end result was the Silva method of mind control had been launched and was underway for nearly a decade before Jose learned that what he had always called objective functioning was located in the left brain and subjective functioning was located in the right. Now, please don't misunderstand. I'm not trying to say that traditional education isn't important or beneficial. I attended the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, a left-brain institution if there ever was one, and I'm glad that I had the opportunity to do so. But what I am saying is that there are great benefits to be gained from what might be called a right-brain education, perhaps culminating with a Ph.D. in clairvoyance. Functioning primarily with the left side of the brain is like going through life with one arm tied behind your back. By listening to this program and participating in the conditioning cycles, by reading the books that are available on the Silva Method, or by attending the 4-day Silva Method course in person, by doing those things, you are becoming right brain educated. And school is in session now. Sometimes it's tempting to think that if something isn't complicated, it can't be any good. Regarding psychology, for instance, we've come to believe that if a theory doesn't come complete with a difficult terminology that only a select group of initiates can really master, then the theory is too simple and can't work. But this was never the way Jose Silva looked at things. Of necessity, Jose always had a very practical orientation. In other words, he looked for results. And if the results were there, he was ready to accept the theory, whether it was complicated or not. Here's a case in point. Émile Coué was a Frenchman, a chemist. In the early years of this century, he experimented with hypnotism, and then evolved his own technique of psychotherapy based on autosuggestion. He had his own clinic where this technique was employed, treating literally thousands of patients suffering from a wide variety of afflictions, and he cured many of them. The cures are well documented, although Coué liked to emphasize that the patients had really cured themselves. The technique was based on two principles. First, that the mind can think only one thought at a time. Second, that concentrating on the thought repeatedly over a period of time will make that thought true. The mind will believe it and transform the thought into reality. Those are the principles of Coué's technique, and here is the practice. It's so simple that some people find it laughable. But remember, we're interested in results, period. Émile Coué's method is to simply repeat to yourself, every day, in every way, I'm getting better and better. It's not complicated, but it works. Because the mind believes what you tell it and transforms what it hears into reality. Now, when you're at your alpha level, the suggestive power of words is greatly magnified. In our next conditioning cycle, we're going to program what you might call an enhanced version of Coué's method. Every day, in every way, I'm getting better, better, and better, together with other beneficial statements that your mind will take in at the alpha level and will accept and will transform into reality. So, in this next exercise that Laura will be leading you through, you'll again be visualizing your ideal place of relaxation. You'll again hear the genius affirmation. And then you'll hear the new beneficial statements. And please remember, going to your alpha level is the foundation upon which all of the Silva method is built. All of the advanced techniques you'll learn later in the program are possible because you trained yourself to go to your level. So please give these beginning conditioning cycles your full attention. You might even want to repeat them for reinforcement. Also, use the bonus tape included with this program. Listen to it daily in order to strengthen your ability to enter Alpha.
We're ready then to begin the next exercise. We'll start by asking you to assume a comfortable sitting position. Close your eyes. Take a deep breath. And go deeper. You are now at a deeper level of mind, deeper than before. To help you enter a deeper, healthier level of mind, I'm going to count from 10 to 1. On each descending number, you will feel yourself going deeper, and you will enter a deeper, healthier level of mind. 10. 9. Feel going deeper. 8. 7. 6. Deeper and deeper. 5. 4. 3. Deeper and deeper. 2. 1. You are now at a deeper, healthier level of mind, deeper than before. You may enter a deeper, healthier level of mind by simply relaxing your eyelids. Relax. Feel how relaxed they are. Allow this feeling of relaxation to flow slowly downward throughout your body, all the way down to your toes. It is a wonderful feeling to be deeply relaxed, a very healthy state of being. To help you enter a deeper, healthier level of mind, I'm going to count from 1 to 3 and cause a sound with my fingers. At that moment, you will project yourself mentally to your ideal place of relaxation. I will then stop talking to you. And when you next hear my voice, 1 hour of time will have elapsed at this level of mind. My voice will not startle you. You will take a deep breath, relax, and go deeper. 1, 2, 3. Project yourself mentally to your ideal place of relaxation. Until you hear my voice again, relax. Relax. Take a deep breath, and as you exhale, relax and go deeper. You will continue to listen to my voice. You will continue to follow the instructions at this level of the mind and any other level, including the outer conscious level. This is for your benefit. You desire it, and it is so. Whenever you hear me mention the word relax, all unnecessary movements of your body, brain, and mind will cease immediately, and you will become completely passive and relaxed, physically and mentally. I may bring you out of this level, or a deeper level than this, by counting to you from 1 to 5. At the count of 5, your eyes will open. You'll be wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health. The difference between genius mentality and lay mentality is that geniuses use more of their minds and use them in a special manner. You are now learning to use more of your mind and to use it in a special manner. The following are beneficial statements that you may occasionally repeat while at these levels of the mind. Repeat mentally after me. My increasing mental faculties are for serving humanity better. Every day, in every way, I am getting better, better, and better. Positive thoughts bring me benefits and advantages I desire. I have full control and a complete dominion over my sensing faculties at this level of the mind and any other level, including the outer conscious level, and this is so. I will always maintain a perfectly healthy body and mind. This is mind control, your own self mind control. You are always in control. You may accept or reject anything I say at any time. At any level of the mind, you are always in control. The next mind control exercise, on side 3, will include sound effects that will help you to relax physically and mentally so that you may enter deeper, healthier levels of mind. For an explanation of what these sounds are and how they help you to relax, see your progress guide. You will learn to use the 5-to-1 method for entering deep levels of mind. You will also learn to use the standard 3-to-1 method for entering levels. You will learn to use level 3 for complete physical relaxation from head to toes in a matter of seconds. You will learn to completely relax mentally at level 2. You will learn to use the deepening exercises at level 1, when to use them, and for how long. You will learn to come out of any level of mind at any time. Every time you function at these levels of the mind, you will receive beneficial effects physically and mentally. You may use these levels of the mind to help yourself physically and mentally. You may use these levels of the mind to help your loved ones physically and mentally. You will never use these levels of the mind to bring harm of any kind. Should this be your intention, you will not be able to do so. You will always use these levels of the mind in a constructive, creative manner for all that is good, honest, pure, clean, and positive, and this is so. In a moment, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And cause a sound with my fingers. At that moment, you will open your eyes, be wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before. You will have no ill effects whatsoever in your head, no headache, no ill effects whatsoever in your hearing, no buzzing in your ears, no ill effects whatsoever in your vision and eyesight. Vision, eyesight, and hearing improve every time you function at these levels of the mind. 1, 2, coming out slowly now. 3, at the count of 5, you will open your eyes, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before, feeling the way you feel when you have slept the right amount of revitalizing, refreshing, relaxing, healthy sleep. 4, 5. Eyes open, wide awake, feeling fine and in perfect health, feeling better than before.
This is the end of side 2. On side 3, you'll do a mental exercise that will enable you to easily access a deep alpha level for whatever positive purpose you desire.